At the Iowa Power Farming Show, we're talking with David Thompson, who is Director of Sales and Marketing for Stein Seed Company. A lot of folks here today, a lot of folks coming by your booth. So what are you talking to them about right now?
Well, Ken, right now, you know, growers are talking about what they're going to do on their acres, you know, corn or soybeans. And the good news is we haven't covered either way since we have both crops. But on the soybean side, you know, weed management continues to be the big driver issue. You know, they want yield, of course, but they also want, you know, to be able to control the weeds in the field. So we're talking to a lot of growers about Liberty Link soybeans. That's been a big, big product for us last couple of years and is going to continue to grow as growers look for particularly options for, you know, take care of glyphosate resistant weeds. So I think that's going to be a big option. We're also excited about Balance GT. It's a new soybean product coming to market, you know, very soon. They just got China approval here in January, and so we're excited about that next step and on the road to having that product available in the future. Corn side, of course, we're talking about high population corn with growers. That's really our big thing. Trying to move the conversation, help growers at least evaluate their population and understand how moving toward genetics that are designed for higher population can help them increase per acre yield.
So how are farmers reacting to that? Are you seeing some good acceptance going on?
Yeah, on both things, we're seeing good acceptance. Of course, growers want ROI. I mean, in a year like this where, you know, they're looking at the pricing, commodity prices where they are, they know that they need to make decisions that are going to affect their bottom line in a positive way. And so weed management certainly does that. You know, on high population corn, you know, they need to run the numbers and understand, you know, what that impact is going to be. We think it's a positive ROI, and we can show them, you know, how we think that will help benefit their operation.
Yeah, and you know, you hear talk out there of some growers actually looking to reduce plant populations to try to save input costs right now. So as you said, if you can show them the ROI that it works, that's a good story to tell.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. You know, what's interesting is if you think about it, you know, in a year where commodity prices are high, that 10 or 15% increased ROI that you get only helps give you additional margin, right? Gives you some additional profit. In a year where commodity prices aren't so high, you know, that additional 10 to 15% yield bump might be the difference between making money and losing money. So the tendency is to want to really tighten down the reins and tighten the belt, but in reality, they need to look at every option that will help them increase yield is going to bring them benefit.
So what's your sense on the mix of corn, soybean acres in this part of the country, I guess in the Midwest? What's your feeling on that?
Well, you know, here in the central part of the U.S., I mean, corn-soybean rotation tends to be, you know, the norm. But I think we are looking at a shift toward soybeans. I think growers are looking at more soybean acres than they had last year in general. But it really depends on what their cropping situation is and what their rent situation is and all of those factors. But certainly we're picking up that I think there's going to be an increase in soybean acres in 2017.